the latest development? There is now a substantial reward being offered in the case of a Canadian couple murdered in Florida.
Yes, that's correct. There's $51,000. The Crime Stopper program offers up to $1,000, and there are anonymous donors that offered another $50,000 for a tip leading to an arrest in this case. The caller in the case remains anonymous. All they have to do is make the phone call. If the tip leads to an arrest, then we will pay out the money.
And what are you going to do to kind of get the message out there that there is this? Because this is a substantial reward. What are you going to do to get the message out there?
The program has a number of avenues that we use. First of all, the media here is very well tuned into the Crime Stopper program, and it will be advertised on all the television stations, radio stations in the South Florida area. In addition, we have CBS Outdoor Advertising is providing an electronic digital billboard for us. It will go up. Flyers are being produced. We've produced about 5,000. We'll produce as many as the law enforcement agency needs. In addition to that, they have the capability. We have the capability of doing door hangers. We have the capability of doing reenactments if we have to. At this point, that has not been suggested, but we can do that as well. So we are just really, initially when the crime occurred, we were notified and we put out that we had a reward of up to 1,000, but we have all kinds of options to the law enforcement agencies.
And how successful is this program usually in identifying suspects? I would imagine that a financial incentive, especially so large, would really bring people to come and tell what they know.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. The size of the reward does have an impact initially, but we found that people have called in tips to provide information because they can provide it without revealing who they are. They provided tips with information with rewards as little as $100. In fact, many times they don't even pick the reward up. It's just a matter of being able to make the phone call. There is an empowerment in that telephone that allows them to make the phone call, remain anonymous, and provide the information.
What do you want Canadians who, of course, as you know, Florida is a very popular destination spot, and this was really a crime that was well advertised here, really out there. What would you like Canadians to know who are worried about this unsolved case?
The case, one of the things about homicides is, and I'm a retired law enforcement and have some experience in homicide investigations. Most homicides occur between people who know each other. This is an unusual situation. This is not a situation that normally occurs in homicide cases. The homicide rate in South Florida has dropped considerably in years because of aggressive action by both law enforcement and other people. One of my advice to Canadians, look, we welcome Canadians down here. We continue to welcome Canadians down here. They should not think they are at risk by coming to South Florida by any stretch of imagination. It could happen in Toronto as well as it can here.